hello and welcome in again to the Worship Life Podcast with Mike Harland. I am your co-host, Brian Brown, and as always, we are coming to you from the glorious and majestic and even historic B.B. McKinney Studios in the heart of Music City, USA, Nashville, Tennessee. And Mike, we have a special guest today and a special topic I know we want to talk about.
You know, Brian, we don't often have guests. I mean, we've had a few. We've obviously had Dr. Rayner. We had Howard Ruchinsky from CCLI.
Sure.
We just don't have many guests because, after all, me and you.
Yes.
I mean, we can cover the material.
We can handle it. But every now and then.
Every now and then.
There's a special topic.
We get a special topic, and we have a special guest today. The topic today is going to be congregational singing, why it matters, and how we can help our churches be better at it. And we've got the best guy in the world to talk about that.
Amen. Why don't you introduce our guest to
our
friends?
My friend, my coffee-drinking buddy, my...
Breakfast-eating buddy.
Breakfast-eating buddy, Keith Getty, is in the house today. Hey, Keith, how you doing?
Delighted to be in the house.
In the house.
When you said guests, we've had a few. It was in the exact same rhythm as, you know, Frank Sinatra Regrets. I've had a few. And I was thinking, gosh, I hope this doesn't end up like that.
We've had some guests we've regretted. It's true. So that's interesting. You said you are a musician, aren't you? You hear
speech
things
rhythms.
In speech rhythms, exactly. Keith, the subject we just talked about, and you and I, by the way, just were recording a video together promoting a book that's coming from you and an event that's coming from you, and I want us to talk about that today. But the subject of today is congregational singing.
Indeed, Lifeway spent 6 months. We had a number of meetings. We attended three of them to decide the title of the book. And after 6 months of research, they came up with the title.
Yes.
Sing!
Isn't that good? Yeah. I think we had sing early, but whether or not to put the exclamation point took several meetings to figure out.
It was we were honing our brilliance.
Honing it down. So let's go ahead and talk right there. Keith and Kristen Getty, modern hymn writers, worship leaders, concert artists. I mean, people know what God's doing in your ministry. It's been amazing to see how you have broadened that impact. But the focus all along for you guys has been discipling the church through singing. And now you've written a book about it. So that's going to come out and a little bit later. But let's talk just a little bit about the process of deciding to write a book, and then give us the highlights of how much fun it was to write a book about congregational singing.
You know, going to the dentist every week for 6 months would have been easier than trying to write a book.
That's true.
It was excruciating. And my wife and I, we wrote songs together, we performed together, and I guess in terms of putting productions together, you could say we did business together before we even dated or anything like that. It's been part of our lives. And man, the stress we had trying to write this book. So we have a whole new admiration and a whole new sense of respect for people who have the ability to write books. But as I said, it was not something we wanted to do, but we felt we were compelled that we needed to speak on this subject. And that was to write a book on singing. You know, it's singing for everyone in the church. So it's a book for the common man, for the pew goer, to the non-musician who's involved in church every Sunday, because singing is for everyone. And there's books on prayer, there's books on Bible teaching, on evangelism, on all these other important subjects, which are for everyone. But I couldn't find a single book for the whole congregation on singing. And so this fall, of course, is 500 years since my hero Martin Luther started the Reformation of the church through the preaching and the singing of the word. And again, we looked out to see what was happening, and there wasn't anything. So we thought this is what needs to be done.
All right. So let's talk just a little bit more about the Sing book. You've already given some allusions to it, but this book really is not intended as an academic book. You're not trying to, you haven't created a textbook.
I'm not intelligent enough to do an academic book, first
start. And it's not only primarily aimed at people that would consider themselves to be musicians.
That's right.
It really has as the audience, and I've been blessed to read an advanced copy of this, which I'm very grateful. Thank you for letting me do that.
We've fixed some of the
stuff since then. It's really written with the idea of telling that guy, that family, that Christian that's sitting in our pews who doesn't engage in congregational singing, you're actually talking to that guy.
That's not
the guy that's trying to get on American Idol and win an award.
You're
talking to the guy who's a Christian. He's a believer. He's in our church, but he won't sing, right?
That's right. I mean, obviously, we hope pastors and musicians and everyone will benefit from it, but it's written for the whole congregation. And the book is really about how singing transforms our lives as individuals, how it transforms our family lives, and how it transforms our churches. And there's five sections. The first section is why we sing. The reasons why this is important, the privilege that we're created and commanded and compelled, that it's an act of obedience, that it's and then secondly, it's how it transforms each of our individual lives, how we need to build deep believers in this generation, and singing is a part of that. Mm-hmm. Thirdly, it's how it transforms family life, or from our marriages to our children, to the bonds of our children, to them carrying their faith. Fourthly, it's about how it transforms our churches, the unity, the community, and the bonds between us as a church. And then fifthly, is the radical witness of congregational singing and how it has been that throughout history. So that's what the book's all about.
It's fantastic.
We did throw a few little bonus, we called them bonus tracks, which were for leaders at the end.
Yeah.
But as the book primarily is for your ordinary church member.
Well, let me tell you something I'm excited about from a Lifeway perspective. Here in the Lifeway Worship area, our responsibilities are in music and in worship resources for the church, and that's what we do. But very often, the corporate initiatives sometimes have a lot to do with what we're doing, but often don't have anything to do with what we're doing in the music area. But this is the part about this book that I want people to know about. The B&H book team are releasing this book in a format that is like some previous releases that Tom Rainer has done. And it's what they call a bulk strategy. Bulk is B-U-L-K. I feel like I need to spell it because I'm from Mississippi and they may not know what I'm meaning. But Lifeway's actually...
I have to spell Mississippi.
No, you don't. Crooked letter.
Okay, I got you.
But anyway, but what that means is, let me explain. What it means is this book is going to be available to churches by the box load. It is priced to be acquired that way so that a church literally could take this book and do a study with their entire congregation around the spiritual discipline of worship through singing. And it's really intended not just for individuals, although an individual could buy it too. We're not saying an individual couldn't, but it's really intended for a body of believers to go through together and to experience something so that individual Christian could understand their voice is a unique part of that body of Christ, and their participation in singing is not only something expected, it is something that is needed by the rest of the body. So for me, sitting in the worship seat here at Lifeway, to see our company embrace this message, it'd be one thing if Lifeway Worship was saying, you ought to read this book. But that's not what's happening here. Lifeway Christian Resources, led by our president, Tom Rainer, is saying to the church at large, hey, singing really, really, really matters. And we've gotten two of the great worship leaders and leaders around congregational singing to write a book that Lifeway is making available through our stores and through every channel we can to tell the church, you need to be singing, and here's something you can use to help your church sing better. So it's so encouraging to me to see our entire company get behind this book. I just wanted to share that with you.
No, it's great. And you know what? We felt that right across the company. Obviously, you and I shared many, many of these conversations over the years at our breakfasts. And then Dr. Rainer spent time with Kristen and I, and he said, I think this needs to be a bulk book. When we talked about that day over lunch downstairs with all the leaders, he says, it needs to be a bulk book, B-U-L-K.
Thank and, you. You can't say any better than I can. So.
but at least you can spell Mississippi.
Exactly.
And then just the partnership we have with Lifeway Worship and all the things that you guys are doing is just fantastic. So thank you.
Oh, well, now here's an aspect of this whole sing thing, because here's what I'd want people listening to this to know. This is not a single book, and it's not a single conference, which we're about to talk about. What we really believe God is going to do here, and I know, Keith, you and Kristen have talked about this and prayed about it. Your whole team sees this. What this really is intended to be is the beginning of a movement.
That's right.
Because we know, and I've heard you say this so well, we know that if revival is going to come to the church in our culture, we know that Christianity is thriving around the world, but we also know it's challenged around the world, maybe more than ever before. If we're going to see revival and renewal and a movement of God's power and spirit across the world, it's going to have an element of singing in it, because every great movement has an element of singing in it. So this really isn't about one book or one conference. It's really about a movement that is going to be birthed in the body of Christ that hopefully will spread throughout the entire world, so that the world and the body of believers around the world are embracing the gospel through song and singing it with more passion and more effect.
That's right. I think it begins the fact that singing is the responsibility of everyone. You know, we are created to sing, whether you're an amazing singer like Mike Harland, or whether you're a bad singer like Bono. And then secondly, but we're also commanded to sing. To not sing is actually disobedience.
Yeah.
It's like not telling the truth. It's like all these things we're commanded to do. But also, when we look at Christian history, when we read the Bible, every time people have good news, gospel good news, they sing. Whether it's the Old Testament, whether it's the Psalms, obviously, whether it's the prophets, whether it's the birth of Christ, whether it's the New Testament church, whether it's the picture of Revelation,
yeah,
it is the biblical pattern of what we do. So this is an activity for everyone, and I think that's where it starts. And so much of the book is trying to say, we're more concerned that a congregation see congregational transformation. But they see congregational transformation through the individuals, then they see it through the families, then they see it through their communities. I'll never forget, we laughed at this one day because we were meeting John MacArthur for coffee, and I was so terrified because I thought he was gonna, I didn't know what he was gonna say. And you know, when you meet somebody who's cleverer than you are, and you're gonna think he might be a heretic, you're worried. And anyway, he was just so kind, but he was so kind and encouraging to us. But I remember saying to him, he says, "How are you?" And I said, "Well, I got two little girls and they're staying in a hotel room in LA right now, and they're not behaving themselves, so I'm not feeling like much of a parent." And he said, and his first piece of advice was, fill your home with songs of the Lord, wherever life is. Fill your home with songs of the Lord.
Oh, I love that. I love that.
You know, where life happens in the car. It happens
wherever
in the
life is, fill your
home. It happens in the room. So this is a call to it. And I think it's a call to the family, and then it's a call to the churches. You know, our churches should be known. The first question we should ask about music is, how do our congregations sing? The musicians have the privilege of accompanying, and if the musicians aren't helping, the musicians should be let go. You know, but the job is to help God's people sing. And then the outside world should see our churches. You know, often people have said to me in this whole process, they've said, but it's harder for our generation because we don't sing as much socially anymore, and all these kind of things. And I understand the arguments. It's harder to get started. But yet, our generation should be even more distinctive because we sing.
Yeah.
And Christianity should be even more attractive because we sing.
I love it.
And the outside world should see an aroma of people that are warm, that are passionate, that are loving, that care for each other, that are colorful, that are creative, that are expressive.
Yeah.
That should be the aroma. When people talk about the church and want to paint a picture of the church, that should be the aroma
for
people as they see that. So that's that. What we sing affects absolutely every part of life.
I love that. And, you know, 2 Corinthians 3, latter part of chapter 2, actually, Paul talks about the aroma of Christ that is around his people and how that is attractive to the world and how it repels some who won't believe and who are antagonistic toward the faith, but it actually attracts others who will come and want to believe. And you've said that so well. All right, real quickly, in the time we've got left, sing is a book. Sing! Is a book. It's coming from Lifeway. You can get it in box form. You can get it individually. Lifeway stores will have it. Every channel Lifeway has will have this important book from Keith and Kristen Getty. But it's also an event. And a very few, I mean, you guys have sold out about twice on this thing, but you keep adding seats, you keep finding creative ways to add spots, and Sing is an event, and there's also, I get to say, it's going to be simulcast as well. Large portions of it are,
that's right.
And that's going to be available at gettymusic.com, I believe, and so during the event, it's going to be available. If you can't get to it, or if you don't get a ticket in time, you'll be able to view the sessions of this online through a simulcast. So give us the dates again and more of the particulars and just a real highlight of what the event is.
It's 18th to the 20th of September this year. Obviously, it's happening in the capital of the world, Nashville, Tennessee.
Exactly.
And but I said it'll be available simulcast. You have a chance to hear people like Alistair Begg and Don Carson and John Erickson Tata, Paul Tripp. We've musicians. Obviously, we've our own wonderful band here there. But we've got Stuart Townend. We've got Laura Story. We've got Bob Devon and Jordan Coughlin. We've got Matt Merker, Shy Lynn. Just different musicians, but all people who have a real passion for congregational singing.
Yeah, and there's going to be a choir experience
that's going to be part of that.
And I know some of the plans. I don't want to give anything away that you don't want
to
give away.
It was originally just in the main room with a big, kind of like what we do with our band and then with the choir. And then we're going to have all the guest musicians do a song. And then when it sold out in the first 2 weeks, we added the second room where all the other artists are really leading that room, although they're still guests in our room, obviously, too. But so the other room is more small band artistry, and then that sold out. So what we've done is we're adding a third room, the beautiful chapel that you suggested, yeah. Mike. And I think we're probably going to put the Village Chapel, which is our home church, wow. how we do it in our home church, which is just small acoustic instruments, singer sitting down, and just basically encouraging harmony singing, SATB singing.
And there's some creative aspects to the conference if you're able to be part of the conference on Monday night of it. It's going to be at the Grand Ole Opry, and there's
exactly
going to be 5,000
right.
Christians singing the praise of God in the Grand Ole Opry. That's going to be amazing. And then there are other little things that maybe we ought not to share, but it's going to be a fantastic event. And I doubt by the time there are very many tickets left, even though you keep adding seats. Yeah, but
I think it's just they're about to add the third one, so there'll be 250 more tickets.
Okay, so as of the time we're recording this, there are some left, not many. But then the simulcast will happen, and people can access it. And then they need to be thinking about, okay, I don't want to miss the next one, and when it's the right time, we'll announce when another one of these is going to happen.
I think it's 10th or 12th of September next year.
In 2018. That's awesome. Keith, thank you so much for coming by today. I value and treasure our friendship. Love the conversations we have about the church and about worship, about other things that have nothing to do with any of that. And of course, you and Kristen, what y'all have contributed to our work, but more importantly, what you've contributed to the church and what you're going to continue to contribute through this book and conference and all the other things. Thank you, thank you, thank you. God bless you in what you're doing.
Thank you so much, Mike.
And thank you. As always, email us, worship@lifeway.com. Let us know how we can pray for you. Let us know topics you'd like to hear Mike discuss and other guests you'd like to have us bring into the Worship Life podcast. Until next time, thanks for joining us. We'll see you again real soon.